Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you. Are you well this afternoon?
Good afternoon. I think I'm like everybody else around the world, just absolutely astounded by what we are seeing this week. But persevere we have to, and persevere we will.
I must say, Ro, because of your discussion with me yesterday, I then ended the show and went onto YouTube to watch what was going on. And I don't know how I'm going to forget visuals of people falling out of the sky and stuck in landing gear. I don't know how, as a human being, one is the same person the next day having seen stuff like that.
Well, I agree with you there. You know, when I saw that footage, and I saw the footage of desperate Afghanis running alongside the American plane, holding onto that landing gear, the sense of desperation that they would rather take that kind of a chance than stay in Afghanistan. It took me back to September the 11th. It took me right back to the people jumping out of those twin towers. And, you know, the sad irony as we approach the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and the beginning of the war on terror, and seeing the culmination of this war on terror end with almost the same kind of eerie imagery is just staggering. And one thing that also strikes me, and I'm quite active on social media, I'm on Twitter all the time, various social media platforms, is the staggering silence from those who were hysterical 3 months ago over a decades-long housing dispute or property dispute over Israel's defensive war with our neighbors, who very much share the same ideologies as the Taliban. In fact, just as soon as the Taliban announced the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, Hamas were phoning them and celebrating their victory. And of course, as you and I discussed yesterday, this does embolden terror groups all over the world, what we're seeing in Afghanistan, and now the reports of the treatment of women coming in. It is just absolutely shattering and heartbreaking. And I think, like you've just so correctly said, we are changed human beings after having seen that.
Rolene, what did you make of Biden's speech last night?
Well, I was also just floored by what President Biden had to say. You know, a very, very defiant president, saying that he stands by his decision, blaming it all effectively on the Afghani government or the leadership, he says, who fled, the soldiers who refused to fight or didn't fight back, and a very interesting tweet coming out from Colonel Richard Kemp earlier today in response to that. Colonel Richard Kemp, who has served two tours in Afghanistan as a colonel in the British Army, saying 50,000 Afghani troops paid with their lives. You know, don't say that they didn't fight. Him saying that he'll be criticized, but he stands by this. He believes it is the best decision for American servicemen and women, saying that he didn't want to pass this on to another president. It already has been passed on through four presidents, to Republican, to Democrat, and that he believes that it is the best decision for America. And I spent quite a bit of time today on his Twitter feed, on his vice president, Kamala Harris, the first female vice president of the United States, who endorsed what he, and what was glaringly missing for me was any reference to the women and the young girls of Afghanistan. We already are having reports of any women who served in government, who had high-profile businesses, lists being made of them, rape squads being sent out, young girls being torn from their families, forced to marry or be sex slaves to Taliban fighters, we'll call them in inverted commas. The businesses, any images of women being painted over, paint being daubed on the businesses of Afghan women to easily identify them. I cannot dismiss the harrowing words of the first Afghani female mayor, saying that she's waiting with her family. It's only a matter of time before the Taliban find her and kill her. you know, the brave young Afghani woman who might have been able to find asylum in other countries, speaking out saying the world doesn't care about us because we live in Afghanistan. I don't know, Simon, am I naive to say maybe if Afghanistan was at war with Israel, people would care about the Afghani woman for half a second? I'm just saying, putting it out there.
Has the squad weighed in at all on this issue?
I did see something from AOC, basically very, very mealy-mouthed, saying, you know, we have to respect human rights. The Taliban have to respect human rights. But Rashida Tlaib, we're still waiting for Ilhan Omar.
Remarkable.
We're still waiting for Trevor Noah, John Oliver, the Hadid sisters. We're still waiting for Dua Lipa. We're still waiting for Halsey.
Not a laughing matter, but your point is made. Yeah.
We're still waiting for Viola Davis. We're still waiting for all those wonderful blue tick social media activists who were really falling over themselves in May for 2 weeks. I don't know. Maybe, guys, if you've spotted something from the Hadid sisters, please let me know, because I sure have not.
Wow. All right, Rolene Goddo. Fires apparently under control finally in Jerusalem. They were serious, were they not?
They were extremely serious. You know, yesterday we got an announcement from the fire department officials saying they were under control, and then last night flaring up again. In fact, last night the Ministry of Foreign Affairs sent out a presser saying that they were busy coordinating possible international aid countries like Cyprus, Greece, France, Italy. Today we know that foreign aid was cancelled. The fires are under control. There are concerns that they could surge again, but very, very moving news today was that an offer was made by the Palestinian Authority to assist with fires. The offer was accepted by Israel. The Palestinian Authority sent 20 firefighters for firefighting trucks. Benny Gantz, our defense minister, thanked Mahmoud Abbas, saying this is what we are here to do together. We are here to save lives. This is what we can accomplish. This is not the first time that the Palestinian Authority have offered aid. They have offered aid before, but, in the most trying of times, there is always a bright moment, and this is that in this moment.
Apparently, Blinken has weighed in on the Polish restitution law, Rolene.
And this is interesting. You know, the United States Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, appealed to the Polish lower parliament, please not to pass this law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, many of you will know his stepfather is a Holocaust survivor, somebody who he is very, very close to and who has had a profound impact on his life. He has said this. He says that he has incredible concerns and deep regrets. He says, we urge the Polish government to consult with representatives of affected parties to develop a clear, efficient, and effective legal procedure to resolve confiscated property claims and provide some measure of justice for victims. In the absence of such a procedure, this legislation will harm all Polish citizens whose property was unjustly taken, including that of Polish Jews who were victims of the Holocaust. He's also referring to Polish citizens who had their property seized during communist rule as well. He says that, and perhaps this is a warning to Poland, he says, if passed in the current form, the legislation could severely affect media freedom and the foreign investment climate, which you can read into that, what you will read into that, that, you know, maybe we just won't invest so much money in Poland.
In the minute or so that's left, let's quickly address the issue of Israel assisting Haiti and offering aid to Turkey.
Well, Haiti struck by a horrendous earthquake over the weekend, which, according to reports, is even worse than that of the 2010 earthquake. We have already dispatched Israel aid, one of our world-leading NGOs who are experts in dealing with natural disasters. They are on the ground in Haiti to assist. And we have also offered support to Turkey. Turkey has been hit with significant floods. No news yet if our offer has been accepted, but we are on standby should they accept the offer.
Rolene Marks, that takes us to 5:30. Todarabane da bermachar.
Besimcha.